Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, Jersey has a new law that requires municipal prosecutors, assistant county prosecutors, judges, and police officers to get domestic violence training. Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz, who sponsored the legislation, says it's important that when domestic violence survivors come forward as they go through the system,
they weren't made to feel ashamed for either reporting it or having been a victim of it and to be believed.
Calls to the New Jersey Coalition to End Domestic Violence have increased 20% since the start of the pandemic. New York sportsbooks with another strong showing. Numbers now indicating the first 2 weeks of the legal activity took in more than $600 million from phone or computer bets. Projected over a full month, that of course makes about $1.2 billion, which would rival the best one-month stretches New Jersey has had. He wrote that he did it. A notebook discovered near the body of Brian Laundry in a Florida swamp, according to the FBI, contains his confession that he killed girlfriend Gabby Petito on a cross-country trip last summer. Her body was found September 19th of last year in Wyoming after a nationwide missing persons panic. His remains were found with evidence of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in October. With a bill signed into law this week, New Jersey stiffens penalties for certain folks who impersonate a veteran or a member of the U.S. Armed Forces. State Senator Joe Panaccio says with the internet and the pandemic, there's more anonymity involved when applying for vet benefits.
It, quite frankly, it's just easier for people that are not veterans to say that they are and wind up getting some of the veterans' benefits.
This law upgrades a crime to second degree if the fraud results in a personal gain worth $75,000 or more. That can mean years in prison and a fine of up to $150,000. A charity meant to give money to law enforcement officers and their families injured or killed in the line of duty kept a lot of the money for its own board members, with only a small fraction of it raised over a six-year period actually getting to those families, according to the state, which now wants to shut the brick charity down for good. Believe it or not, the Winter Olympics are only a couple of weeks away. Brand new tonight at NJ1015.com. I've got some information on athletes to watch with New Jersey ties. Of course, if you know of any that didn't make our summary, feel free to let us know. Opening ceremonies are February 4th. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 450 points. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Storm drifting by us this evening. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Steve Trevalese.
Here we have a radio station that people can come when they're upset and vent their frustration. And this is what we do here in New Jersey 101.5.
Steve Trevalese. Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
604 New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, you've still got residual stop and go on the parkway into Cranford, but good news, they've cleared away a southbound crash at 137, although southbound delays start at 142 in Union, and the northbound traffic still out there, 137 back up to 140 in Union. Turnpike traffic has not yet improved. In fact, it's been a mess for a better portion of Friday. Starting this morning, there was an overturned tractor trailer in the truck lanes, which is still out there as we get into the 6 o'clock hour. Left lane still shut just before exit 10. Car and truck lanes crawling for at least a four and a half mile stretch starting well before exit 9. Route 1, we've seen a lot of alternate volume, and along the way, you've got a northbound crash heading up to Route 18. That knocks out a left lane. Route 9, also very sluggish in Woodbridge as you head south back down past Main Street. And if you're heading across the Hudson tonight, maybe a five-minute slowdown for the Holland and Lincoln. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Christine Astolfo, New Jersey Traffic South. Anticipate delays on 42 southbound leading into 168, where we have a crash off on the shoulder, jammed back through Route 55. And if you're headed southbound on 295 out through Route 30 and 42, under the speed limit for sure. The Burlington-Bristol Bridge right now is blocked because of a drawbridge opening. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
Wherever the road takes you in New Jersey, take us along. Stay safe with fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A coastal storm system will drift southeast of New Jersey tonight, and it's a close call, but all signs are pointing to nothing more than snow showers in southern New Jersey, if that, little to no accumulation or travel impact. And for most of the state, it's just going to be another frigid winter night, with partly cloudy skies and low temperatures on average dipping into the lower teens. Still frozen tomorrow, sunshine and blue skies, but high temperatures only make it to around 30. Sunday looks slightly better, slightly warmer, highs mid to upper 30s with sun and clouds and some late day flurries. Little reinforcing shot of cold air will keep highs only in the 30s on Monday. It'll be mostly sunny and dry. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Kearney, it is 21. Sayreville, 21. Woodbury Heights, 23. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.